Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're here. It's Memorial Day. We're live. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And some guy who looks like a biker.
And nobody.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. But coming up, Captain Kickass, you're going to be telling us about another pub slash restaurant or whatever that has reopened.
Yes.
And to much controversy, I'm sure, we'll talk about where and what's going on with that coming up here in moments. I love hearing stories of business owners putting some, you know, taking some risks.
Well, I tried to tie it in with the name shout out here when I said some guy who looks like a biker. Because while I look like a biker,
you are actually not.
I don't actually own a motorcycle. And I know this surprises people. I get what do you mean? You look like you own a motorcycle. Really? You're judging people's property by how they look? Like, you know, that's...
There is a certain look that that bikers have, right?
Yeah, and I have it. I understand. Yeah. But, I mean, nobody kind of does, too.
I used to have a bike.
Okay.
I will probably have a bike again.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying that I won't ever own a motorcycle, right?
But, I got more tail when I had a bike.
Well, yeah, of course.
Than any other time in my life.
Like, the Harley-Davidson style of motorcycle is generally considered the best vibrator.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
Let's go. Well, so you're saying this is a biker bar.
It's a biker bar.
So yeah. We'll get into that. But first, Scott is on the line. He's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Good evening, Scott.
Memorial Day. It's fitting and appropriate to talk about Memorial Day, and I'll make it short and sweet. Let's tally up the statistics here, the figures. Thousands of dead U.S. soldiers for Iraq and Afghanistan. Tens of thousands of amputees, paralyzed and blinded U.S. soldiers from IEDs. Mm-hmm. Trillions, three, four, five, six, 7 trillion, not billion, trillions, spent in absolutely positively useless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan because
Syria, Yemen,
from AIPAC. Yep.
Vietnam, AIPAC, Korea.
Well, you're right. They're all useless.
The Civil War.
They're all useless. The only one that was arguably justifiable was World War II because, you know, there was actually an attack on American soil. But even that one, we should have responded to some extent to what happened and then just not gone all out to war with two countries.
There's a theory that FDR had the so-called backdoor to war. He allowed the attack on Pearl Harbor to take place, so he would lure Japan into a war, and then, of course, bring the United States on the side of Britain to fight.
Well, I think there's more than a theory there. There's a memo called the McCollum Memo, if I recall correctly, where it basically just outlines how they were intending to essentially manipulate Japan into attacking their assets.
Yeah, I mean, we had seized all of the money that was held in American banks.
I didn't do it. Don't blame me. I wasn't around.
I'm speaking as a...
You mean the gang?
The gang.
The criminal gang, the criminal enterprise?
The gang that likes to blame itself on us.
I had
actually seized all of the Japanese wealth in American banks.
Mm-hmm.
I was following along.
That's an act of war.
I was following along with Scott's list. And, Scott, I just wanted to add, let's see, what are we into, hour two right now, Ian?
Yeah.
Approximately two veterans have committed suicide in the time that we've been on the air. Around 1 hour, one every hour and 15 minutes, I think 20-ish a day, something like that. Commit suicide because why? Because they're being ordered to go and do these atrocious things to other people, and their brains aren't designed to handle that kind of thing.
And that's also a huge factor in PTSD.
Yes.
A big part of PTSD, which was, for example, much more common in wars like Vietnam and the Iraq War than it was in, say, World War II.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that is because there was a huge sense of betrayal, and rightfully so, on There's soldiers fighting for a country that's willing to send its soldiers to die for nothing.
Right. Well, they're dying for the politicians' preferences. I mean, it's not nothing.
Yeah. So if you're out there, listeners, and you're celebrating Memorial Day because you think that your father, your brother, your mother, your daughter, your sons, your grandfathers, whomever, were out there serving and protecting the country and the freedom, I'm sorry, you're about to be butthurt because you're wrong. That's not what they were doing. All they were doing was the bidding of the politicians. There has never been a war, to my knowledge, with maybe the exception of World War II, as nobody pointed out, but not even the war, to actually protect your freedoms.
No.
I mean, sure, but the last war that actually defended our freedom from an outside foe was the revolution.
Right.
Hey, Scott, you're right about this one. But, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free
number. To hear you right.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've decided I'm going to stop calling him Scott the Bigot since the last few calls he's made. He's been, on different topics than
what
he
is. Well, if he calls up and he gets bigoty, you call him Bigot.
Then I will, yeah.
And
will.
If he doesn't, then, let's forgive.
I agree with that. So
people
first,
can change.
Yeah. Well, I don't know
Absolutely.
If he will, but...
I don't know if he's changing. But it seems like the obsession is receding, perhaps because, he finally found somebody who would listen.
Maybe.
And maybe that's allowed him to move on to other things.
He certainly has changed his behavior, so giving credit where credit's due.
Yeah. I've found myself at times becoming obsessed with an idea that I couldn't express, mostly because I couldn't find anybody who could understand it.
Oh my God, I don't know what the hell just happened at our network, but it did not sound good.
Nope, it sure did not. I wonder if anybody listening also heard that.
Oh, they definitely heard that.
Well, we apologize.
Wow. Yeah, sorry about that.
Luckily, I was
pretty quick on the button there. We heard, Captain, you and I heard something like some real squealy noise. I started looking at my board.
Sounded like a modem.
Then that thing just shot off, whatever the hell it was.
Thank you for being quick on the trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. It was their phone system, because I noticed the phone system had gone down.
Yeah, I saw the saw that go to that screen where that doesn't look good.
Yeah, it had a major
and then it wheeled a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, I was All thinking right. that might be we might be hearing the death
this
of
is
some piece
this
of
is where
out
one
there.
Of my infamous portmanteaus come in, and that was technicalities.
Technicalities.
Right. Yeah. All right. Turd Ferguson in the chat room says, "Of course, I effing heard it." Yeah. Pretty loud. Sorry about that, guys. We're going to continue, but this is live radio. So, Captain Kickass, give us a little bit of good news for once.
A Savannah biker bar opens for Memorial Day bash in violation of Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order.
This is Savannah, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
As hundreds of revelers disregard social distancing guidelines,
nice.
The owner of Poopy's Pub says...
Sounds like a clean place.
He says, "I'm not trying to be an outlaw."
But... You are an outlaw.
Well, some of us don't have to try.
Because they made you into one. If you want to run your business now the way you want to run it, you are an outlaw.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not trying to be. He just happens to be. Because,
I was never trying to be a criminal. It's just they kept criminalizing things that I wanted to do.
Right. Yeah. Because, he's hungry and he wants to feed his family or himself, for that matter, or keep his business alive.
Or maybe it's Memorial Day and he just wants to party.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
That's a fact these days.
Yeah, that song has more meaning now than it did when it was written in 1984.
Yeah, except that what has happened to America? I mean, my generation, Generation X, we raised some hell in our day. You had the boomers actually partied like crazy before they... turned into boomers, and they obviously fought back against the Vietnam War. They
Well, I mean, they also fought in the Vietnam War, so
I disagree with
these generational titles, right? I don't like their use at all. I think it's divisive amongst people because it's just the same thing as being prejudiced. You're stereotyping entire generations of people and what they did, and I don't find that useful.
I mean,
the thing
is, you can do a statistical analysis and determine what they did. Based on simple mathematics, or you can look at the news and the trends of the day, and obviously, whatever generation you're talking about, there are people that aren't doing the thing that most people are doing. And,
regardless of
but there are certainly trends that exist. There are things that happened in the 80s, styles of music, styles of behavior that did not happen before or after significantly.
We are in the break. Stand by.
Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. You dial in toll-free. It is that simple. The number here, and the phones are working again, by the way. We did have a technical difficulty in the last segment.
Technicality.
Yes, indeed. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, fiat, and fiat, which means, like, you know, the dollar, right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, they'll be in 200 countries, including the United States. Learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. So, Captain Kickass, you were telling us about a biker bar.
Savannah, Illinois.
Illinois.
Or Illinois, if you're not from Illinois.
Indeed. And so what happened there?
Hundreds of revelers, most on two wheels, have packed a popular biker bar in Savannah this Memorial Day weekend in open violation of Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order. Poopy's Pub opened the gates on Friday, and the bikers came from near and far. Quote,
nice.
It's off the wall. The bikers are in full force and supporting us, said owner Kevin Promenschenkel. That's a hell of a last name.
Okay.
It's clear that people are dying for a good party, and Poopies offers everything from live music to ice-cold beer. Quote, oh, it feels great, said Michael Hamstra, who rode up from Prophetstown, Illinois on his motorcycle. There are no words to express it. We're here to eat, drink, and have fun, another couple told News 8. Just have a good time with people. And like,
yes.
I mean,
amen.
I have been jonesing. Like, we were at a social Sunday here in mm-hmm. Keene on Sunday, and it was refreshing just to sit outside and have a beer and hang out with people.
Mm. Well, you know? Yeah. Well, the criminal gang here in New Hampshire has allowed.
That's not us. That's the other guys.
Business owners,
right?
To restaurateurs to have outdoor tables
only.
But they have to follow all kinds of stupid restrictions and rules and just arbitrary diktats coming down from His Excellency, who is the man calling himself governor here in New Hampshire.
Who's also a diktat.
Yeah,
or I'm calling him a name.
Yeah, and it's awful what they're doing to these business owners, because most of them aren't like this biker bar owner. Most of them are just doing what they're told, even if they don't like it. They're still doing what they're told, and they're wondering how it is they're going to survive like this, because it's, you know, of the few tables that they have, it's only a fraction of the space that they could have people eating in if they were allowed to make their own choices and take a risk. But we have yet to see in New Hampshire, at least that I'm aware of, a business owner actually take the steps that you're describing here in Illinois and just, you know, throw open the doors, say, you know, caution, if you come here, you're here at your own risk.
Yeah.
Come on in if you want to. If you don't want to, then you're not welcome.
I mean, should be and was the way things were, right? If you wanted to go into a place, you basically accepted the risk of going into, well, anywhere.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like, and you kind of do that in your daily life. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to your neighbor's house, you're accepting the risk of going into their house.
Everything has risk.
Yes.
Anything you do could easily, directly or indirectly, get you killed. But the thing is, you know, everything you do also carries rewards. And the only person who can value risk against reward is you, because all value is subjective.
Yes.
Okay? You may not be afraid of getting sick. Somebody else might be terrified of it.
Mm-hmm. So guess what was not on the menu at Poopy's Pub?
Beer.
Social distancing or masks.
So nobody
not on the menu. Partygoers packed both indoor and outdoor bars and tables.
Nice.
Of course, if you're worried about it, then we don't want you to come here, Promenschenkel said, the owner. Yeah, this guy's attitude is great. Promenschenkel is suing the governor over the stay-at-home order.
Really?
And many bikers said they were enjoying the party in part to support Poopy's cause and in part to stick it to the governor.
You know, this is what I've been trying to communicate to. There's one guy in particular, I won't say who it is, here in Keene, New Hampshire, who owns a business, and he's being targeted now by the city, apparently, the city gang. And they are coming after him. They're talking about pulling his license because people have been on his porch area where there's some tables and chairs set up. And, of course, just like you're describing, people have been living as they want to. They've been, you know, talking with each other. It's a bar. Yeah. So people are not used to sitting, oh, you can't talk to those people over there. You can't go over.
Well, that's not what you go to a bar for.
Right. Yeah. And so people are doing what they do. And this guy, you know, understandably, doesn't want to try to, like, crack down on his customers.
Right, yeah.
Because he's trying to, when you provide a place like this, you're providing a place for people to enjoy themselves.
Right,
socialize.
Yeah.
And so now he feels like he has to, because they're threatening him to take licenses away and things like that. And I've tried to persuade him, like, hey, man, you know, the lady down in Texas with the salon, the blonde chick with the salon that got all the press for refusing to obey all of the government diktats, she still, like, jumped through some hoops, but she at least opened her business when she wasn't supposedly allowed to. She apparently raised, like, $500,000 at least in some sort of an online fundraiser. So,
although there's a huge first-mover advantage in that
of
thing.
No doubt. But there is a group of people who appreciate these kind of businesses, these kind of moves by a business owner to take that risk.
Yes.
And look, you're already at risk.
Yeah.
You're already at risk of losing your business because you can't run it how you want to. You're being hamstrung and crippled by all these government arbitrary rules.
It is hard to run a business to begin with, you know?
Yeah, right.
Razor thin margins.
Four out of five businesses
restaurants
go bankrupt within 5 years
being
of being founded,
particularly restaurants.
And so when you take that and you make it harder, you have to wonder, what are these idiots thinking? Nobody can make any sense why that would be a good idea.
Indeed.
Yeah. What else do we need to know about this?
Meanwhile, local authorities told Promenschenkel that they would not be enforcing the governor's order.
Really?
Even though his business is brazenly disobeying the order, Promenschenkel said he's not an outlaw. He says the Memorial Day weekend party is just too important to Poopy's bottom line. I just love that phrase, Poopy's bottom line.
Poopy's bottom.
Yeah.
And without it, he might as well close up shop.
Are you sure this piece isn't parody?
It's from WQAD Channel 8.
Okay, it's not from Rick and Morty. There is a guy named Poopy Bottom.
But he says that without
that's not quite his name.
Without throwing or opening his doors for this business, he might as well close up shop. So this is something that Ian, you have said repeatedly since all these government mandates came down, as you know, they claim a result of the COVID thing, where they've closed everybody down. But you've said repeatedly that, you know, hey, you're going to lose your business either way, so you might as well open your doors.
Just go for it.
That's what this guy is doing. He's just going for it. He says, I'm going to lose my business if I don't.
It's likely that more businesses than people have died of the road in New Hampshire this year.
He says, I've just got to make a living. That's where we're at.
Good for him. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Luckily, he's not alone. There are other business owners that are that courageous, but we need way more. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump winding down his Memorial Day after placing a ceremonial wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president then traveling to Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore and telling Gold Star families,
"Our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the federal government to provide hazard pay for frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. While speaking on the deck of the USS Intrepid, Cuomo says it's our way of showing appreciation for those who showed up.
It's a way of saying thank you. We understand what you did. We appreciate what you did.
Cuomo taking some heat from healthcare workers who were sent to New York as they're now going to be required to pay state tax. You're listening to USA Radio News. On this Memorial Day, there's still that ongoing debate regarding how to slowly and safely reopen our country. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox Business the Trump administration and governors across the country are doing a great job in getting things reopened.
Thanks to President Trump's and our governor's historic response to this, we have to and we can get back to work, to school, to community, to engagement, because it's not an issue of health versus our economy. It's actually an issue of health versus health. By being locked up in our homes, there's very real health consequences. We have hundreds of thousands of fewer cancer screenings and treatments going on. We have less preventive services. Those are real, discernible, immediate health consequences that have to be considered just as much as the spread of this disease has to be considered.
The stock markets are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Call in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. It is the Memorial Day edition. What does that mean? Well, it just means we're here because we're here every night. And just reminding you that we are live.
We can't remember what it means.
So, yeah, you can join us. There's been already some commentary about Memorial Day and how, you know, these people...
Somebody should send us a memorandum.
...who died in the military, died not in service of freedom, but in service of politicians. It's always important to remember that.
Correct.
While there may have been individual acts of heroism within those circumstances created by the politicians...
Well,
that doesn't mean that it was heroic to obey politicians
and,
in the first place.
People have never benefited from a war.
That's right.
And they generally don't want them. They're generally tricked into them by, you know, people who, you know, Smedley Butler said it very concisely. He was one of the most decorated U.S. soldiers ever.
That's right.
He said, "War is a racket."
Yep.
It's a racket. It's a way for people to make money.
He wrote a whole pamphlet about it, actually.
Yeah, a book.
Since we've already had a challenge issued to us tonight,
mm-hmm.
I would like to issue a challenge to anybody who is located within the geographical area of the United States of America, that it's known as.
Mm.
If you served And by served, I mean if you were a member of the military at any point in your life, I don't care what you did, what your position was, I challenge you to actually fight for the freedom of the people in that geographic area, because you're not doing it currently. If you were, you would be showing up at all of these politicians' houses. You would be showing up at all of the politicians' gatherings. You would be showing up at all of their news briefings. And you would be challenging them in every way, shape, or form that you possibly could. You would actually be protecting
all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Correct. So if you are going to remember those and believe that they died for your freedom, then you need to take a look inside and go ahead and start doing what you swore an oath to do.
Yeah,
I challenge you to do that.
I mean, they're telling me they're fighting for my freedom in Iraq, and it's like, what's my freedom doing in Iraq?
Why didn't you get over there?
That place is dangerous. Just bring it back.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones here. We have someone, James in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yeah, before I happily answer a challenge directed at me by the Pope of the Invisible Hand Job Church.
I don't think anybody challenged you.
So, no, he challenged
and that person,
pasting if you want
and that person does not want to speak with you anyway, so I don't think he would challenge you to do anything.
He's a coward, but
I think he's just tired of you, honestly. But go ahead with whatever you had to say. Just keep in mind he's not listening. Keep in mind he's not listening to you. Go ahead.
Like I said, he's a coward.
Okay, he's not listening to you. Do you have something
to
say?
New Hampshire. I'm responding to a challenge made by the person not listening to
Well, I don't think he cares
right now,
what you have to say to that challenge, because whatever,
he didn't challenge anybody.
Yeah,
I challenged some people.
He didn't challenge you. I mean, he may be talking about some sort of challenge in the past. Were you talking about tonight, or are you talking about like weeks or months ago?
I mean,
ago?
If you want to throw,
now, nobody,
I'll throw.
If you don't want to talk to him, then stay off the mic, okay?
Fair enough.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I do want to throw. And I will answer the challenge.
Okay, but when was this challenge made?
500 miles.
When was this challenge?
But let me say something before I respond.
I'd like to know when the challenge was made, James, because I want to be real clear on this. What was that? Hello?
The person that said, hello, you keep on muting me?
When was the challenge made?
If
you're going to answer the question or you're going to be done. When was this challenge made to you?
It was about 3 months ago.
3 months ago. You're calling 3 months later about a challenge that was made to you a quarter of a year ago.
I will come there. I already asked him to come here.
I don't know what just happened to your phone, but you sound terrible. And I don't think he cares about your response at this point because he's not listening to you. So I would say consider whatever the challenge was rescinded, given that he doesn't want to listen to a word that you have to say. Okay? Goodbye. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, but, you know, do us a favor. Try to stick on to at least the last 24 hours. You know, at least,
what
like,
a buzzkill.
Preferably the last hour and a half. Try to, like, stay within the same show, because you've called, that person has called this show, not every night, but a lot of nights, and has certainly had more than an ample opportunity to respond to whatever this challenge was.
Indeed.
So
yeah, I don't have anything to say to that man that I can say with anything but my hands.
Yeah. So we go on here with some good news, a little bit more good news, and then we'll get into a disappointing court decision that surrounds this coronavirus crackdown situation. But in sort of to follow up your story, Captain Kickass, about the bar owner in Illinois,
the biker bar, yeah,
that has poopies. That has.
Have you noticed that all of their decisions are disappointing these days? Rarely.
These days?
When is the last time something good came out of the court?
Well, apparently they did make a decision. You know, every now and then, 1 out of 100, you'll get a decent one. There was a story last week that they had, and I did not read the details on this, so please correct me if I've gotten anything wrong, but they ruled, or some court, I think this was a federal district court, so a low court ruling, did rule that the FBI was conducting a search, or local police, or whoever it was, cops were conducting a search by virtue of turning someone's phone on, so that they would have even needed to press the power button, they would have needed a warrant, according to this court.
Right.
So that's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, that is good. I'm surprised by that, actually.
So, that was last week.
And I'm always surprised when they do something right.
The owner of a restaurant, this story from FoxNews.com, in Western Michigan, is defying Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive orders.
Michigan again, nice.
They're leading the charge, I think, certainly. Michigan.
Yeah, well, she was so... she was the governor who banned a drug because Donald Trump mentioned it.
Really?
Yeah. She tried to ban the not completely ban it because she doesn't have that authority, but she tried to restrict the prescription of it and threaten doctors who prescribed it. She did it because Donald Trump mentioned the drug.
Totally political.
Yep.
Jim Corey resumed dining services at Jimmy's Roadhouse in rural Nuevo and now faces a threat by state health bureaucrats to revoke his licenses, he said Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend. He said, quote, "It's just been one different set of rules after another," he said of the state's ongoing coronavirus restrictions. Whitmer, he complained, quote, "throws up something different every time you turn around," unquote. He made the comments 2 days after Whitmer, who is a Democrat, extended her stay-at-home order until June 12th, the fifth extension of a mandate that has put her at odds with Republican lawmakers and sparked anti-lockdown protests. The order, called Safer at Home, will extend temporary business closures and movement restrictions in an effort to combat the pandemic. Whitmer has also extended her state of emergency through June 19th. In a statement, she said that while Michigan's COVID-19 cases and deaths are declining, quote, "we're not out of the woods yet."
She's the governor, right?
She is.
She's got a mansion, right?
Probably.
Why do governors
have
mansions?
She's out of the woods.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. You know what? You know, I wonder what her life would be like if it wasn't safer at home for her.
Yeah, like if that mansion caught fire, I mean, that could be really dangerous to stay in a mansion.
It sure could.
In that case, Corey estimates that he's lost about $65,000 since mid-March when Whitmer told restaurants to close dining rooms and offer only takeout. While Corey says he did receive a loan from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, he can only use that money to pay his employees. The restaurant opened Wednesday afternoon, and within an hour, more than a dozen parties were seated, according to WOOD-TV8 out of Grand Rapids.
Were any of those people forced to be there against their will?
Obviously not.
Oh, good, because it would have been bad if they had.
So this was last week. I don't know if there's an update on this story since today or over the weekend. He said that he had a great turnout on Sunday when he was interviewed. He says he doesn't know if it will be his last. He pointed out that he did take safety precautions, seating customers at least 10 feet apart. So, again, another business owner is trying to pander to the whole safety mentality out there, which is always disappointing. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here, and maybe if you've got an inspiring story, you're welcome to share it.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. $14.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Jimmy's Roadhouse. It's a restaurant in Newaygo, Michigan, where the gentleman has had it in his family since 1970.
Jimmy's and Poopy's, thank you for your service.
Yes. And even though, now it sounds to me like Poopy's, the one that you were talking about earlier in Illinois, the biker bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is doing it the way I want to see it done.
And I want to see more of it done.
I do not, you know, while I appreciate what the guy at Jimmy's Roadhouse
in
Michigan... Should
we do a mission to the bikers?
Sure.
Because there's a lot of biker bars, and they're staffed...
Not around here.
Well, in America,
there are
a lot of biker bars. But, I mean, Laconia, lot of biker bars. That's where they do Bike Week every year.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and there's a lot of angels living
in Laconia, actually. They've delayed Bike Week this year. It's supposed to happen now later in the summer. It was going to happen.
There's going to be some outlaws out there. I will bet you money.
If there's no party to be had, then no, I don't think they're going to be there. And there's not likely going to be a party if it's been moved.
Well, most of the bikers, I know, if they show up, there's going to be a party.
I'm sure.
You know, they may party in your house, and you might not be partying, but they're going to party.
Yeah.
Those boys.
Well, if they can get in, because a lot of these restaurants are not allowing people to come inside. They are prohibited by governor's orders to, you know, not allow people in. And so that's why I like to hear about this bar, Poopy's in Illinois, where they were letting people not only inside, but also social distancing.
They had live music, for F's sake.
Yeah, that's great. So there were people just were hanging out. They weren't worrying about these stupid rules. And that's why it's always disappointing, because every other business owner, besides the guy that owns Poopy's almost, I think there was maybe one other guy we heard about.
Yeah.
But every other one of them's like, oh, well, I've put all my customers away from one another. They're 10 feet away at minimum. and we're making sure we do all the social distancing. We've got all the mandates in place except for, you know, so they're trying to jump through all the governor's arbitrary diktats except for the fact that they can't open. Right. So they're violating just that one. And I still appreciate that.
Yes.
But it's still not freedom. It's still not somebody really going all in and letting their customers just be free. But there's tremendous risk involved in that. So on one hand, I understand why business owners don't do that stuff.
Yep.
And for instance, what we've seen here in New Hampshire over the last couple weeks has been that when there's been a crackdown on the individual, it is easy for the individual to violate those orders, right? So we just did that today when we went to the beach.
Right.
We've been doing it for weeks in Keene on Friday nights for our nightcap where we've been gathering in Central Square here
nine
in downtown
weeks.
Keene. Yeah, 9 weeks
and
now.
And the thing is, they've been smart not to respond.
That's right.
You
they've
know,
ignored us.
They finally learned that about halfway through the 420 rally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those rallies would be a lot bigger if they had cracked down on the early ones.
Yeah.
You know, there would have been a lot of patriots out in the street.
But even so, we still need more of that. We need more of these businesses mm-hmm. just straight up defying. Go if you're going to lose your business, go ahead and
open.
Go ahead and open.
Yeah.
What do you have to lose?
Yeah, and don't open in this half-ass mm-hmm. way where it's like, well, make sure you put your masks on, then you can come in. No, I think there's a significant mm-hmm. number of people that do not want to be around the masks, that do not appreciate it. I've been making comments to people, service providers, you know, hostesses or whoever, bartenderses, mm-hmm. things like that, just being nice about it. Like, hey, you know, I appreciate that you don't have a mask on. Like, just mm-hmm. thanking them for that. Even if it's just that they pulled it down to have a conversation, I'll make that point because I know they have to wear it. I know they're threatened. They're under the threat of violence if they don't wear it. But, you know, as long as there's no bureaucrat around watching them, they can pull it down.
I had a service person.
Well, if you've got an idle restaurant and it's in New Hampshire and it's a doable thing, I think my church would like to rent it.
Yeah, but they're probably going to get their license pulled even if you do that.
I don't know, because I wouldn't be operating a restaurant in it. I'd be operating a church ministry in it, and churches operate under different rules.
Well, that's what you'd like to think, but I've got a related court case about churches and coronavirus. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, recently, within the past couple of days, I've had a service person out to my residence to do a thing, right, as you do. No. I mean a person who works for a business who provides goods and services.
Was he a CNI kind of person?
No.
Okay.
This person came, you know, to do the thing at the appointed time mm-hmm. that we had agreed upon. And
is this sorted?
What?
No, sorry, go ahead.
He was thinking in the gutter there. He asked if it was sorted.
Oh, sorted. Yeah, okay. Thanks, nobody. No, this person that I hired to come and do a thing at my residence works for a large company, if you will, mm-hmm. right? And they showed up without the mask. So they get to the door, and we're kind of, he's kind of keeping social distance, if you will, and we're chatting, like, through the door. The door's open. I'm doing something on the kitchen counter or whatever.
That's because he doesn't know.
And I'm like,
who you are. He doesn't know what you believe.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, come on in. He's like, oh, did you want me to wear a mask? I'm like, no, I don't give a S about mm-hmm. that, you know. And he's like, oh, thank God, neither do I.
He was
relieved. And so there's a reason I'm not saying, you know, who he worked for and what
you don't want to throw him
under the bus. But it was refreshing to just, you know, when you say that to somebody and they go, oh, thank God, neither do I. And like, they feel relieved, like they can just be themselves and do their job.
They don't have to put on this air of, oh, I'm so concerned with all this and that, and I have to be worried about what people are going to think. And
pageant that everybody puts on personally with other people.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing that you're talking about, is to give those other people who don't know permission to be okay, to act as normal. That's what you want as the customer.
Yes.
And that needs to get out there because it's these corporations that are making this worse. You know, every door, as I was saying, I went shopping on Sunday, and so I was at this one shopping center with, you know, outdoor stores. There's like a Petco, there's this Staples, there's mm-hmm. Dollar General, or Dollar Tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the Dollar Tree had previously had signage on the door that one of our friends had taken a photo of. We've got a Telegram chat in the area that we, you know, all chat with each other about various different things, and so some people have been observing the different signage, silly nonsense right, yeah. and signage that's been going on. And Dollar Tree had previously, like within 2 weeks ago, had signs up saying you must wear a
mask.
It was required.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a friend of ours, Ed, who's a local Republican, liberty-friendly Republican guy, went in there. He had his phone rolling with video, and one of the cashiers accosted him about not wearing a mask.
Oh, really?
As he walked in,
I missed that one.
He pulled his phone up and got video of this, and basically said he's got a medical objection or whatever. I forget what terms he used, but this woman just threw up her hands in frustration and just gave up, and he went into the store at that point rather than force him.
Sounds like she needs to take some time off. There's a lot of unemployed people who would love to have that job.
Well, I was actually in that same store on Sunday, and they had changed the signage on the front to something like we suggest or we request or a more optional sound. Or that masks are encouraged or something like that. But as I was in there, I was in one of the aisles doing some shopping, and I overheard the conversation up front between a customer and a cashier, and neither the customer or the cashier were happy about the mask situation. They were definitely trashing it together. But when I got up to the front, I wasn't there to enter into the conversation because I was in another aisle, but when I got up, they were still there, and both of them had masks. So there is a certain portion of people who are wearing the masks out of, well, first of all, it's their job, but secondly, out of pressure, out of pure social pressure, because every door of every corporation, not necessarily the mom and pops, but every corporation structure kind of chain or whatever, they've all got signs about masks up. So it's becoming this thing that corporate America is cramming down people's throats, and they feel like it's obligation, but it's not, at least not in most states. There are some states where they are threatening people.
When all the corporations and all the media and all the government thugs are on the same side, there's some serious wrong going on.
And there goes the challenge.
Wait. Oh, I blew it earlier anyway.
All right. You said government thugs.
Oh, well, specifically the police.
Yep.
You mentioned being a church, nobody, and I wanted to bring up this story about the federal appeals court.
My church is open. If there are people in Keene who need a place to congregate, give me a call.
So what I wanted to share here is some bad news. This is coming from the federal appeals court level. And so it's not the Supreme Court.
What kind of peels? Banana peels? Orange peels?
They are definitely bananas. I will say that. These people,
they are bananas.
They have backed California Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home order banning in-church services. So we'll tell you more about it coming up here in a moment.
That doesn't violate the First Amendment? Right.
855 453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about what these goons had to say. Coming up here, these robed men and women that think that they own you and that they can boss you around. Hour number three is next. You can join us on the radio, Memorial Day edition here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-free like freedom.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.